I just writer's blocked on the explanations, but I think I can talk.
That's fine.
Instead of
yeah, well, Liv, that means that you've been on the show long enough that you've kind of gotten to that point. So, because I've been doing that for 2 years before you. So,
that's how I'm feeling about the report I'm supposed to have finished by tomorrow evening, and that's probably not going to happen, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's not like a super hard deadline, but it would be good to have it done by then. It's funny because I don't remember if I told the professor gave only me a page limit. Everyone else is however long you need.
I mean, that's probably good. That's probably good for you.
Exactly. Because we had a one-on-one and I was like, okay, what I most need is like you to help me with like scoping this and what should I focus on? And before I can say, and a page count, because my therapist had actually said, make sure that the instructor gives you a page count. And before I could even say that, the instructor was like, 7 pages.
Okay.
Including tables. Single-spaced. But, you know, so that means that I worked it out to exactly how much I have per section, basically. It's basically half a page per thing. And then 2 pages of tables. And a page for recommendations, because that's probably going to be longer, because that's like a whole major point of the report. She was like, your summary should not even be a full page. It's like, okay. Just put your observations. You don't have to put all the evidence you have for every single observation. It's like, okay. Because I want to tell the anecdotes, and I want to tell this. No. Yeah. Don't have room for that.
No time for love, Dr. Jones. That's all that I know of Indiana Jones. I've never seen it. I think Maureen tried to sit me down and make me watch it. And I'm like, nope, not. This is not going to go well, because too many people have said too many nice things about it over the years. And it has too big of a image in my head. And there's no way that whatever you're going to put on this DVD is going to live up to whatever I have in my head. So we should just not do that. When we tried to watch The Princess Bride, it didn't go well. For that reason.
No.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I mean, right? So, like, it's like, I know, objectively, it's good, but it's like, it's been built up to such a thing now that, like, there's no way that anything that I'm going to watch is going to live up to it. That's why I didn't play most of the Final Fantasy games for so long. And I've mostly been playing the ones that people don't love. Because the ones that I play that people do love, it's like when I tried to play 9, and 9 super didn't go well, because that game has not held up, like, mechanically. Like, the story is great. There's only so much that I'm willing to fight through a game to get to the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to show my husband Monty Python and the Holy Grail, because somehow he had never seen it.
Yeah.
But it turned out he had seen clips of every good part out of that movie.
Yeah.
Of which there are many.
I mean, that movie is a clip show. The movie is a clip show, basically, anyway. So
exactly. So the only parts he had not seen were the parts that don't hold up nearly as well.
Yeah.
And that's why he hadn't seen them. So
but
sometimes, yes, random combat is indeed the worst. Absolutely.
Well, it's the fact that there's no like compass on the map or any like help for you to figure out where you're going, and with the random combat every 3 steps, right? And so
there's not a thing where they let you turn that off now. I feel like they've done that with a lot of the older ones, is you can just turn off random encounters.
That was PS1. That was like 1999 or 2000.
But for a lot of the older Final Fantasy games, like if you get the version now that you can play on your iPad or whatever, you can turn off random encounters.
No, not in the, at least I didn't see it. And even so, like there's no compass. The cities aren't labeled, and there's no like it just randomly rotates the map while you're walking. Because it was made for a PS1 that didn't have the dual analog sticks to let you control the camera.
Right.
So you're just like walking and then it suddenly like changes the orientation. You're walking in circles for 20 minutes and don't realize it, especially when you come out of combat, a random encounter, and you don't remember which direction you were walking in before you went into the random encounter. Yeah.
Yep.
So that didn't go very well. I loved the story. The story was great. I was really looking forward to it. And then it's just like, no, this really doesn't want me to play it.
When I was like 5 or 6, and my brother was playing Pokemon, either Pokemon Red or Pokemon Blue. I think he had Red and I had Blue. He got totally stuck in Mount Moon. Because it looks, we didn't, you know, you couldn't just internet it. And also we were like 5. So we couldn't look it up. It looks the same everywhere, basically. Like, it's not sort of clearly different as you're walking around. And every 3 steps, you run into a Zubat. So he's really upset. Mom's like, all right, I will get you out of Mount Moon. My mom, who doesn't play games, but made an effort for a while until finally she gave up when we were older and there were too many games for her to keep track of. So she still will, like, just randomly start being like, Zubat, Zubat, Zubat. Whenever there's anything to do with like something, you know, something aggravating or like getting lost, she did eventually get him out of there, but it impressed upon her forever just the endless random Zubats that you get.
I'm playing through like the Trails in the Sky remake now. It's like I'm noticing like how different it is, because like the original was like 2005, I think, and like there are these circular towers, like multiples of them, that like you have to go, like you have to traverse it, but it's not like a straight shot through it, and like you have, there are like multiple like staircases and some of them lead you to dead ends, and I wandered around those towers for a long time before I finally gave up and just found maps on the internet. And now in the remake, like it's very clear like where you need to go, and like there's actually like a map that's functional. And so I haven't gotten lost in those for more than like a couple minutes, like once. It's been like night and day. Like I've been playing that with I had to play the original with like a walkthrough just to tell me where to go. And I haven't had to pull up a walkthrough other than like a build guide, like once, because it's been really clear.
That is really helpful. World of Warcraft, when you would get a quest, like half the quest was just figuring out where you were supposed to go. They would give you directions as if it was a person pre-Google Maps. They'd be like, find this landmark and then go left. Or like it's a little west of blank. And some of them were just like not even correct. I can't remember that was the reference to that one Hearthstone card of the orc and then his dead wife. You have to find her in your deck. She was just not where they said. In the quest.
That's funny.
Just not at all where they said.
Screw you.
screw you. And then I remember at some point somebody made a mod that put like quest givers on the map and just like everything that they now just have built into the game, and it was legal because it wasn't like affecting the gameplay combat or anything. And it was like, oh my god, this is like, this makes this game so much easier.
Yeah.
And now like all games are like that.
Like the original Trails of the Sky, like there were no quest indicators at all. So like you just have to like go to the quest board and it would tell you like where the person was, and you had to go, okay, well, where's the tavern in this town? Okay, now I need to go find a map on the internet to tell me where the tavern is, so I know which house I need to go in to go like look for this person. And now it's just like, oh, just walk to the green thing. So much. Yeah, it's like I appreciate the games from yesteryear, but also like, we've come a long way in 20 years of how to make games.
That's why we're playing FF7 remake. instead of
original FF7. Yeah.
And instead of saying, hey, here's one game with 4 discs, they're saying, hey, we're going to make 3 games over like a decade.
Which is funny that I made it through 6. All the way. I mean, I still had to use a walkthrough even for that, but I made it all the way through 6 with no problem. But like once they started getting into 3D, then I started getting disoriented.
Yeah.
Speaking of being disoriented, should we do a podcast?
Yeah, I guess our podcast's about something else, huh?
Yeah. I suppose. I mean, we could do a podcast about old JRPGs. We could do that too, but I don't know.
Not edited.
We could edit it too, you know. Who knows?
And then Magesa asking stupid questions for because to bring in listeners who don't know things, because I don't know things about JRPGs.
We could get you playing some JRPGs. Like,
here we go. We do a different video game podcast just to test out the AI editing.
There you go. That's a thought, you know.
Yeah, it tries so hard to get me to do its like magic episodes, and it's like nope.
No, back in my day, we got two rods to the hog's head, and that's the way we liked it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me make sure you can hear things.
Yep.
Okay, good. Yeah, let me get this over here. All right. You got audition things?
I do.
Auditioning? Okay. And everybody's good?
No, we're good.
Okay, all right. Then clapping your hearts and starting the show in 5, 4, 3, 2.
I grant you permission to speak. Shadows hide you. I am listening. Our paths converge.
So good to see you.
Hail to you.
Never lose hope.